Now, in the chapter number 6 of Bodhichaya Avatara, we are going through the subject of patience. And after discussing the reasons why we need to practice patience, how important the practice of patience is. And now we come to the second point, that is actually practicing the patience or meditation of the patience. Now here there are two to recognize the object of patience with whom we try to practice patience, and then how to practice patience, these two. So the first, the object of patience is explained in stanza number 11. Here the translation says, pain, humiliation, insults or rebukes, we do not want them, either for ourselves or those we love. For those we do not like, it's the reverse. So, here, there are 72. 72 objects of patience explained by this stanza. So what are these 72? First, these four things. I do not want pain and suffering. I do not want to be humiliated. Humiliated means that insulted, that some people, you know, does something that prevents me from getting what I want, I value. You know, giving me humiliation. Third, although it is translated here insult, it is more like the act of speech, you know, like saying very bad things to me, whether that's in insulting words or, you know, like, what can you say, unpleasant words, shouting at me, blaming me with things that I haven't done, criticizing me, things like that, you know, like saying that you are a thief, you are a, you know, this kind of unpleasant words. And fourth is, here it is translated as rebukes, but actually it is called minyaparjapa. Minyaparjapa means like defamation. They do something or say something or spread a rumor or something that makes my name, you know, not nice, not famous. You know, it kind of gives me infamous or a bad name or bad reputations or, you know, things like that. Unpleasant or negative, you know, information about me, they spread. So these four things, you know, I don't want. So therefore, if this somebody does these four things, those people who give me pain, those people who give me humiliation, those people who shout at me or insult me, those people who defame me or spread negative information about me, that makes me suffer, that makes me unhappy, that I don't want. So therefore I get angry because of that. But then, also, if they do these things, these four things, if anybody does these four things to my my friends, also I feel bad, I feel unhappy, I feel angry. So my friends, my parents, or my, you know, relatives, my family and parents and family, that's also, and also my my teachers, or my, like, my religion, my community, my country, my tribe or race, or, you know, whatever. So mine, you know, if somebody, anybody does these four things to my, you know, my friends, my parents, my family, my, and they also, so therefore the four to me, those who do four negative things to me are the cause of my anger, and those who do these four things to the, to mine, my teachers and my relatives and my friends and my friend, you know, my society and things like that, those, that makes it eight. And then those who do the opposite to my enemies, the kind of opposite of giving not pain but happiness or gain or happiness or comfort or, you know, benefit to my enemies, I get angry. Those who, you know, kind of give honor to my enemies, I get angry also. Those who praise my enemies is also a source of my anger. And those who, you know, who try to make a good, you know, name or spread the fame of my enemies, that's also a cause for my anger. So this makes it 12, you know, the 12 different kind of actions or the people that makes me angry, the 12. Now, this is 12. Now the opposite of this, those who are obstructing, like I want happiness, so somebody who tries to obstruct me to get my my happiness or my pleasure or my, you know, my positive side, I get angry. Those who obstruct me to you know, to get honor, that also I get angry. Those who obstruct somebody to praise me or say good things to me, nice things to me, also I get angry. Those who obstruct me, you know, spreading my good name, I get angry. In the same way, those who do the same for to mine, you know, like my relatives, my friends, my teachers, my and all different kind of, and that's also me and mine, that makes it eight. And those who, you know, obstruct people to give suffering to my enemies, also, you know, or those who obstruct humiliating my enemies, I get angry. Those who obstruct saying bad things about my enemies, I get angry. Those who obstruct defaming my enemies, I get angry. So that makes it 24. There's 24 different types of actions. Are the causes of my anger. Now, these 24, these 24 things that has been done in the past, I think about that. I remember these 24 things done in the past. I get angry. Those 24 things being done now, or they are actually happening now, or I think about happening now, I see that these are happening now, I get angry. So these are the things that makes me angry. Or those 24 things I think or I worry or I feel will be done in the future, or about to be done in the future, or likely to be done in the future also makes me angry. So therefore, so if these 24 divided, or the, you know, 24 multiplied by 3, the past, present and future, so that makes it 72. So therefore, you know, these are the 72 things that are the causes of my anger. My anger, my hatred, my feeling, bad feeling, upset feeling, you know, negative feeling, and things like that. So we need to look at, you know, when I get angry about something, we can look and see why I'm getting angry, why I'm upset. Most of the time, probably you will find any of these 72 that's making me upset, that's making me angry, that's making me, you know, having aversion. So when I understand this, when I can see that, then I can start to think properly and see whether I really need to get angry and upset and hateful or not. And then use those remedies or use those methods that will be discussed in the next stanzas. So therefore, you know, to have a little bit of a clear, you know, understanding of why I'm getting angry is sometimes is good to know, is important. Sometimes people say I get upset for no reason, or I don't get upset for no reason. I get upset for a reason. It could be a good reason. It could be a valid reason that I get angry, that somebody is doing something that is not good for me, that's bad for me. Yeah. But even if somebody is doing something that's not good for me, is it good for me to get angry and upset and hateful or not? If it is good for me to get upset, angry and hateful, if I really see that way, after thinking about it in a clear way, okay, then you get angry, then you're hateful, and do whatever. But if you really can see that, even if somebody is doing something, that's not good for me, that's not good for my, you know, my people, you know, or, you know, that's good for my enemies, which is then not good for me. That you, if you really can see clearly, that even then, it's not good, it's not right, it's not, it doesn't do any really benefit for me by getting angry and upset and hateful, or act with that emotions, then you start to really feel, truly feel that I need to do something about this hatred and anger and upset, because it's not good, it's not useful, it's not the helpful thing for me to do. And then when you have that understanding, I think we discussed this before also, we start to actually work on our patience, you know. Then we know that how important it is to be patient. Because if you can be patient, if you increase your patience a little bit, then, you know, it's, you know that it is much better for me and much better for everybody. So actually the one who is patient is the victorious, is the winner, is the one who is more more intelligent, more, you know, wiser and more more gainer. No? Is more gainer. The one who is patient is more gainer, is the gainer. The one who has lost patience is the loser. To see this, very important. Of course, then sometimes we find that the anger that or upset that we are feeling is totally unnecessary, totally useless. It's not, there is no real reason, there is no good reason to be angry and upset and things like that. If you really find that, of course, then, you know, then it's easier even. Then you can say that it's totally madness, it's totally, you know, that I get upset and, you know, upset and angry and hateful. It's totally useless. There's absolutely no reason to do that. When you see this, then of course you can immediately let go. And this also is important to find out. So a little bit of reflection, little bit of looking at my own, you know, when an emotion arises, to see why exactly I'm reacting in this way, I think is important. So that is, you know, that's why it's good to know, you know, whether when upset, my upset mind or my disturbed mind or, you know, my anger arises, then look and see, is there really good reason to get angry or not? If there is a good reason, then what is that reason? And even if it's a good reason, then is it really good to get angry or not? So that's how we, you know, we cultivate patience. We cultivate wisdom. We cultivate, you know, a kind of a positive way of looking, the wise way of looking at what we sometimes can call emotional intelligence. You know, we need to develop the emotional intelligence. So far, in all the texts, the studies, the courses that we do in the schools and universities, we are trying to improve our intelligence. but only informational intelligence. We become very informative. We know lots of things. We get lots of information. We know about everything. But our intelligence about emotions, how to react, how we actually, use our own experiences and feelings, and how to regulate that, we are not very intelligent about that. We need to learn this. Unless we learn this, we cannot be happy. We cannot have a very balanced state of mind. We do not know how to bring, kind of peace and lasting kind of happiness in our own experience. And that's what we, desire most. So therefore, we need to work on this emotional intelligence. And that's where the patience becomes very important. So I think we stop here. This is the only one stanza we did, but that is, I think, important. So see you next time.